You're listening to Talkin' Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism, broadcasting live from Florida's Sun Coast on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Well, once again, it's not the travel guy, but a travel guy. My name is Bob Fisher, and I'm sitting in for Roy Lowy, who's taking a break and playing with his new grandson. Today is going to be a rather special show for a number of reasons. We're going to take you on a winter trip to Quebec. Actually, we're going to take you on three trips to Quebec because Karen LePerry, Peter Flaherty, and I recently set off in different directions in La Belle Province to experience one of the best all-seasons destinations in North America, but also one of the most beautiful and culturally rich winter destinations on the continent. Then we're going to switch gears a bit and head to Wyoming with Stephanie Moreland, who recently returned from a Native American Heritage Site tour to Devil's Tower in the great state of Wyoming. And finally, our Talking Travel artist in residence, Michelle Newman, will take us halfway around the world to Japan and share with us her infatuation with indigo. But first, some comments about our winter visit to Quebec. Whenever I visit Quebec, a province that is almost a second home to me, I often find myself in conversation with visitors from outside Canada. Consistently, these visitors have very high praise for Quebec, but more often than not, they also express considerable surprise at what they have discovered in Quebec. The comment I hear most frequently is, "I had no idea this was as French as it is. It's like being in Europe." Well, Quebec is not in Europe, but I can understand why people find a lot in Quebec that is as grand, as cosmopolitan, and as culturally rich as many European destinations. In many ways, Quebec is the all-in-one destination in North America. If you want history, music, art, nature, gastronomy, you name it, come to Quebec. Gastronomy, by the way, is the theme of Karen LePerry's recent visit to Quebec. Karen, by the way, is a regular contributor to Talking Travel. She's the consultant to the International Ecotourism Society, an accomplished agritourism writer herself, and someone who really knows about food and travel. And my peripatetic colleague and travel historian extraordinaire Peter Flaherty also spent some quality time in Quebec, in a wonderful region just north of Canada's capital city, which is called L'Outaouais. Let me spell that for you. It's L'apostrophe O-U-T-A-O-U-A-I-S, and it's called L'Outaouais, a First Nations name, and Peter will tell you more about that. Winter in Quebec is an experience you shouldn't miss, and if you don't believe me, ask Roy the next time you bump into him about his experiences during the Quebec Winter Carnival. I also want to talk a bit about Stephanie Moreland, who recently contributed a piece to Talking Travel about the Colusa Indians in southwest Florida. She has a special interest in Native American heritage travel, and that interest continues, because recently she also visited one of the most important of these heritage sites in the United States, Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Michelle Newman is our artist in residence, the one and only, passionate for indigo. And Michelle, last spring, made her way throughout Southeast Asia on sort of an arts expedition. She recently contributed an article to Talking Travel called An Artful Journey to Malaysia's Batik Week. In that article and in her travel, she explored a cottage industry, but also a very special art form. And on this week's show, she's going to tell you about her love for indigo and why it's not just a color, but is a complete cultural phenomenon. I want to thank Karen, Peter, Stephanie, and Michelle for their contributions to the show today, for going where they went, and for sharing it with all of us. Roy will be back from babysitting next week when his guests will be Evan Eggers, L. Andra Warner, Suzanne Wright, and Sandra Finney. And you can read each of the articles by each of these people, and you can listen to interviews that we did online if you go to the Talking Travel program schedule for Wednesday, March the 7th. The reason for this is because all these folks were traveling around hither and yon, and we had some difficulty pinning them down, but using the wonderful internet technology of Skype, we tracked them down and did some pre-recording. Just before we go, I also want to leave you with a little bit of musical Quebec. This is a clip generously provided to us by Patrice Pinchot, who is a virtuoso musician living and working in Quebec City.
Listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Visit our website at ttrn.com for complete show archives and interviews with guests like Chris Elliott, Peter Greenberg, Bob Fisher, Johnny Jett, and many other great travel professionals. Don't forget to tune in live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for more Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends.